Today, as Congress takes up legislation to approve free trade agreements with South Korea, Panama, Colombia, the tech world waits for Apple to roll out the latest model of the iPhone, which was announced today. That news reminds us of a conversation with novelist and cultural critic Walter Kern. Writing in the New York Times style section, Kern said, "Sorry, you prophets of cultural decline, but American style is on a roll again, reshaping the world from the lowly hamburger," which Kern says is American style on a bun, "to the computer company Apple, which he says outmatches the hottest Paris runway shows." Walter Kern is the author of Up in the Air, which was made into a movie. His latest book is Lost in the Meritocracy, The Upper Education of an Overachiever. We began by asking him about a comment in response to his essay that said, Kern doesn't really mean it, he's being sarcastic. So we asked Walter Kern, are you being sarcastic?
Well, not really. Maybe I'm being a little bit hopeful, but not sarcastic at all. I mean, I think there's still ample evidence that American tastes, American style, are in America and beyond its shores, charged with prestige and allure. A lot of it is so ubiquitous it falls into the background. You know, we've already brought the world strong, expensive coffee in Starbucks. Our McDonald's restaurants, I think, have improved immeasurably, and, you know, the hamburgers taste like hamburgers again. The blue jean, and especially in its refined and somewhat high fashion state, is on every other pair of legs on the globe.
Let me take some of these one at a time. First of all, some might say that, the Turks got to coffee first, but I take your point about Starbucks sort of spreading around the world. But you mentioned McDonald's and the Angus burger, which, you say, boy, it tastes like a burger again. But some would say, okay, so McDonald's has this burger that maybe tastes better to you, but let's talk about, E. coli, mad cow, not to mention a closer look at how animals are treated in films like Food, Inc., a sort of a shift in many Americans' minds and whether or not they even want to eat meat. And you talk about McDonald's as still being sort of at the forefront of your thinking of America being on a roll.
Well, the fact is that McDonald's serves a rather economical and quick meal. We've also, on the other end of the scale, pioneered the mass marketing of healthy foods, organic foods.
So that's at the other end of the spectrum. But staying with McDonald's, which a lot of readers responded to, woohoo, that's a sign of American culture. We note that McDonald's is a huge seller in France. And, what does this mean to you, whether it's McDonald's or blue jeans? You write cowboy hats, which were a huge export. You say many of these things came out of necessity. McDonald's, to feed busy families, blue jeans were first worn by workers. What does it mean to you that those are the things that get exported?
Well, I think American style does not come out of a high fashion tradition, let's say, as it does in France or other European places, but as a result of necessity, the so-called mother of invention. Our sportswear, our athletic wear, for example, is something that's taken the world by storm and continues to. It's by doing our jobs and dressing for them and equipping ourselves for them that we seem to come up with our most influential style creations. There's a democratic, utilitarian, populist spirit to American style that is perennially appealing and somehow represents the essence of our, still rather Puritan work-based culture.
So when people embrace the pants, they embrace the ideal, part of the importance. Make your point further. Where do you see something new that's sort of the blue jean of the future?
Well, Apple, of course. I mean, Apple's sense of style, Apple's aesthetic, that certain something that can tell you even from a distance that a device is made by Apple is absolutely penetrated the globe.
Well, Walter, I want to ask you about one last potential American way that may have also taken a terrible hit in the last few years, especially since you wrote the book Up in the Air, now a movie, about how Americans, a lot of Americans, live in the air. We live to travel, to be other places. We have this sense of being on the go. And now, you layer onto that, we live in technology. We're more global than ever. Is that something that's going to change because of all the news headlines that we've been seeing?
Well, you know what? I had the experience of writing Up in the Air about 2 months before September 11th. And in the wake of that catastrophe, it was predicted quite confidently and rather universally that, you know, we'd stop flying, we'd stop traveling the way we did. That just didn't happen. And I don't think that the prophets of doom will be any more correct this time than they were last time.
That's Walter Kern, author of Up in the Air, also author of an essay in the Sunday New York Times Style magazine, in which he makes the case that American style is once again on a roll, citing things like Apple as a new form of American style. Walter, what do you think about the reaction to your essay? One guy says, hey, good for you, Walter. There's gas in this tank yet. But others seem to sort of depict you as the guy with the big foam finger at football games saying, we're number one, you know?
Oh, no, no, no. I don't think it was a jingoistic or nakedly patriotic impulse that caused me to write the piece. It was simply a reevaluation of this conventional wisdom that we're on retreat on all fronts. We're in retreat on certain fronts, certainly, but I don't know that the export of our culture is one of them, frankly.
Walter Kern, who, as we just mentioned, wrote Up in the Air. And I just have to ask you, Walter, because if people hadn't seen it, it's about a guy whose job it is to go around and fire people or lay off people. You wrote that years ago, and we know you were laid off yourself earlier this year from Atlantic Monthly.
Yep.
How'd it go? Was there a George Clooney type there?
Well, not so much there, but I can tell you that several years ago when I was laid off from Time magazine, he used such euphemistic language. He talked about my job being rearranged and sort of confused me about the terms of the rearrangement, such that it took a while to realize that what it had been rearranged into was no job.
This wasn't just moving the furniture slightly.
Exactly.
Did you say, wait a minute, I wrote the book on this?
You know, it's funny. Art and life are very different. Art may imitate life, but when life happens to you, the last thing you think of is art.